Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro call. Today is April 2nd, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to Motor Vitality on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast application you use, or by going to MotorVitality.com and listening to years and years and years worth of these, if you so desire. Hope everybody is staying healthy during these very strange times. We're going to talk a little bit about virtual appointments here in just a little bit, but I'm going to start the call off the same way I do every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that they wish they had known before? Anything that happened that is worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any questions anybody has? How's everybody doing in general?
We're doing great.
They're strange times, I know. Exactly. They are definitely strange times. So
it's strange times, but it's nice that we're really able to focus on training and learning and education and stuff like that. We're really able to do that. So that's pretty awesome.
So I do want to remind you. What's that?
We're setting the groundwork for, when like Michigan shelter in place. So once this is lifted, we're going full force. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So I do want to remind everybody that the Water Quality Association has their opening session today. You do have to register for that. If you were already registered for convention, then that shouldn't be a problem, but you should have gotten emails out. I believe the opening session is open to everybody. One of the things, it's kind of nice with, so a lot of you on this call are Water Quality Association members, which means that you will have access to a lot of the training, the educational services that WQA had to offer and things like that. Definitely the open session is worth checking out. That's today at 12 o'clock Eastern. I believe they're going to have a couple pretty significant guest speakers today. So I encourage you to check that out. And then in 2 weeks, all the classes and the training exercises that were going to be offered at convention are going to be offered online, which means that for kind of a silver lining for this year is that a lot of people that wouldn't have normally had the opportunity to learn some of this stuff, to observe this, they will have an opportunity now. So I definitely would encourage you to take a look at that and put that on your schedule and go through the list and see where and see which ones you might be interested in watching. That will be coming up in the next couple weeks, so watch for that schedule as well. If nobody else has any questions or anything else wanted to talk about, then let's jump into our topic today, because with everybody working from home or businesses, I mean, we are considered essential, of course, but most dealers that I'm aware of are limiting the amount, there are restrictions. They're limiting the amount of homes that we are going into or the interactions with customers. Although there still is service that we're doing. Many dealers are still doing service. There are some that are just doing deliveries or doing things that are allowing them to not interact directly with customers. We still, at some point, this thing is going to end, and we're all going to have to go back and kind of start things over, and figure out where we're going in the future, with our business and our customers. So I wanted to talk today about two different types, well, really three different types of virtual presentations. The first is a virtual service call. And we did a podcast on this a little less than a year ago because coincidentally, oddly enough, Jen wrote an article in one of the magazines about this. So, and where this started a year ago, and you can go back and listen to this, we talked about it. We have a client in New York that is on Long Island, and it is the traffic into the city, into Manhattan, into the city is very difficult. So sometimes prior to doing an installation, this company had quite a bit of success, a surprising amount of success of doing virtual appointments. Basically, they would connect with the guy. You know, it's interesting because the customers who live in downtown Manhattan are aware that even though it's only, you know, 10 miles away from the office, that can be a significant time and money cost to go in and do a consultation. So they would set up a FaceTime consultation or a FaceTime appointment where the customer would have their phone and the sales professional would have their phone and they would, you know, do a video conference and go through and take a look at where the equipment would be. In that instance, they mostly knew what the water test was or knew what the parameters were. And they could have that consultation. It worked really well. When I first started working with that client, and I think Jen, you and I had discussed this, I'd never done anything like this. I've always been more of a face-to-face, be there in person kind of person. I've always kind of had that belief. But I saw a tremendous amount of success. I mean, they were closing a lot of sales, by doing these virtual consultations. So that is one of the things that I have found we might be able to adapt for this particular situation. Now, the difference here is that customers they tend to, and I don't know what everybody else's experience has been with this, but I've seen that customers are saying things like, well, yeah, I'm definitely interested in that. Let's do that. You know, as soon as this stuff gets over. So my guess is that many dealers, many salespeople, if they're staying active and trying to build those relationships and create those opportunities now, my guess is that everybody is going to be just crazy busy when things start back up and when we, you know, the world starts coming back to life. So first and foremost, let me ask everybody on the call, has anybody had any experience with those? What are you doing? What is different about it now than what you may have done before? Or are you just now beginning to do these types of presentations? Bobby, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've not done them before, but we did a training on them last week, and realistically, we use Zoom all the time for our company anyways. So I've changed, you know, when I'm dealing with my internet leads, I've changed saying, you know, I can book an appointment to, we can book an appointment or we can do a virtual appointment through FaceTime, Zoom, or Google Hangouts. So we'll see how this works.
So has anybody, so what we've, on a couple where we did need to do a water test, I know, Bob, you had an experience where, I don't know if you're on the call, but you actually, the customer set their water sample outside for you, right? And you went and picked it up and tested the water. Actually, you did it right outside on the trunk of your car, I think, right? On the hood of your car?
Yeah, I did it in my the back of my car. And then he had me go into his back patio to talk about the results.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So were you onto his back patio? So were you guys, you were still basically there or you were outside just 6 feet apart from each other?
We were outside separated.
Okay.
And I gave him the results and he was the one that, I think I told you, he had a bunch of estimates.
Yeah.
From other companies.
Yeah.
So we were, you know, we were just talking about the estimates, about the equipment that the other companies were recommending. Mm-hmm. And basically I left him, you know, my information and that was basically it. I mean, I've been, you know, we've still been in touch with each other. He seems interested.
Yeah. So it's one of those things.
He was more than happy to let me in his house.
Yeah, I found that, right? And that's one of the things. Are there anybody on the call whose companies are still going in and doing business as usual and still going in and doing, you know, all your service and all your sales calls as normal? Anybody on the call that's doing that now?
No, the company that I'm working with, they have, well, there have been a couple that are like, eh, I don't care. But then for the most part, the company has been telling them that, you know, they prefer not to go into the homes, you know, it's emergency only. And there have been quite a few people, or, well, one person in particular that was very upset because they wouldn't come and deliver salt, you know, that day because he was down to only 2 bags. But
yeah.
So, you know, it's just but for the most part, they're trying to not go inside. Other than we've run a couple of appointments on homes that model homes or homes that people haven't moved in yet. We ran
right.
a couple of appointments where nobody's there.
Right, which is, again, you know, another way that we can do that, and we can bring in the virtual. So another type of virtual presentation that we that I've seen dealers using across the country is the virtual service call. Now, obviously, you know, you're not able to necessarily pull up, you know, you don't want a customer to pull apart equipment or to take it apart and actually service it, but definitely you can walk somebody through how to turn a bypass off if there's a leak or a drip or if the system needs to be reset. That is another way of a virtual another type of virtual presentation or a virtual call that we can be doing and, you know, in terms of offering those. And then is anybody doing virtual service calls? Are you guys doing that? Anybody's companies encouraging those? I know the client that we have, we're doing that quite a bit. And the client that I have in New York that I'm working with is doing it. So they're still delivering salt and filters and those sorts of things, but they are not going into the home at all. They're not even if the home is empty, they're not going in and doing those things. Of course, that's New York, which is sort of, you know, ground zero of everything. And then the third type that I wanted to talk about, and this is the one that I really wanted to kind of get some ideas on and encourage you guys to take a look at. You know, when you look at all of the types of businesses that we want to build relationships with, okay, you've got all these you know, realtors or builders or you know, you've heard me go through this list a lot, appliance stores or, you know, all of these companies are at home. Most of them, because of technology, have the number, you know, when you call the office, there's a number that will either forward to somebody's phone and get you in touch with somebody, or there is you can reach out to them via email or whatever. But these are people that you want to build a relationship with, that you eventually, when the world kind of gets started back up again, that we want to have relationships with, that we want to be working with. Every company out there is in the same boat as we are, every single one of them, okay? Some of them may be far worse than we are, but they're trying to hold on to their people as much as they can. And particularly now that they've passed, you know, this new stimulus bill where companies are incentivized to keep their people, you know, to keep the same amount of staff that they have. And so they are looking, if they're going to keep people on payroll and keep them on staff, then what they want they need to find things of value for those people to do. And training, this is the perfect time for training. It's the perfect time for them to become to become experts, which, you know, even within this industry, we've started doing WQA certification training and we've got an expedited course because I'm teaching these classes and going through these classes to try and get people certified as quickly as possible during this time. But owners and managers are looking for things for their people to do that is of value, that will be valuable when things get started again, when they start back up. Okay. One of the things that I would strongly encourage you to do is to reach out to your local board of realtors, for example, and see what it takes to get accredited for continued education classes. That's the first thing, okay? Because then, imagine this. And this, by the way, is not as hard as you would think. Some states, it's more difficult than other states, but I've had success in doing this in 4 states so far, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Minnesota, where you go and you have a general water treatment PowerPoint presentation, which, by the way, I have on motorvitality.com that you could use to start with, just the presentation to start with. I have examples of what these classes are like and what they, you know, what you would say and what you would do. And I have outlines, all that on motorvitality.com if you're looking for that. But most of them, when you submit these courses to become accredited for realtors to have their continued education credits, you're not allowed to talk about company or specific product, but you can go in and give general information to them. And these, even if you're not able to get accredited for CE, they're hungry for information. Jason and Corey, I don't know if you guys are on the call, but you guys saw this recently in the fall when we did it live for the group of realtors there. But, it was a 30-minute presentation on general water treatment, on how the stuff worked. And the reception is always, always very well received. You can do that kind of thing now virtually with a much larger audience. If we set that out. So if you're looking for something to do as a sales professional and you want to build this, build opportunities for when things jump back to life here, get on the phone, just pick a date, pick a time, pick a date for an hour, make it industry specific. And start calling, just call the Board of Realtors, call the realtors and say, hey, next Friday at 10 o'clock, we're going to be doing a general water treatment training. I'd love to have you there. If you're interested, I can send you the Zoom invite and get you registered for it. Space is limited, though. I mean, some of them may say no, thank you. Depending on the reception, I know Maria, you've called a couple of those because we're working with the company and you've had some mixed reception on those things, right? But so some people are under stress right now, but not all of them are. I mean, there are a ton of realtors out there and they're looking for training. And if those don't work, then maybe call the call the local appliance store and see if you can set up a virtual training for them or just go through. We've talked in the past a ton about who you can develop relationships with, for referrals. Just go through and start to brainstorm and set something up and call them. Do it for your existing customers. Offer a benefit for your existing customers. You know, this, you guys have heard me say it 1,000 times, that activity creates productivity. And so if we are sitting down and just reading and we're not reaching out and touching customers or potential relationships, that we're going to be way behind when things start back up. We need to still be creating those opportunities right now while we're doing all of this. One of the ones that I'm working with the client to put together is how to read a consumer confidence report, an annual water report. This is one that I was working on putting together at the local library, that does classes once a month or twice a month for the public, or they advertise them and put them out there. And I thought, okay, so we're not doing any gatherings now. We're not doing these group gatherings. So let's do it on virtually now. Let's do it online. Okay. So we're scheduling a date that is just simply going to say your annual water report explained. Here's the thing. Even if you only have 10 people registered for something like that, so you get on the phone, maybe you advertise it. Maybe you put it out there somehow. Maybe you, if your local libraries were doing classes like that, did somebody have something? So if your local libraries are have done classes like that under normal circumstances, reach out to your library. You know, you want to attract new customers, right? So there's a couple different ways of doing that. You could do some training or some seminar or something like that for your existing customers where you put it together and you call them and you say, hey, we're doing this how to read your annual water report class. Love to have you on there. But they've already bought stuff from you, so they're already there. Or unless you get them to invite their, you know, their friends or neighbors or family or anybody like that to join. Okay, so there's that. Or you could reach out and try and attract new customers by going to those places that would have normally done those classes. Maybe go to your local hardware store. If there's somebody locally that put on those types of classes. So maybe your hardware store did a woodworking class or a metal shop class or something like that. Okay. Reach out to them and say, hey, if you guys have done classes in the past, we have this one offered, this general water treatment class offered. We'd love to work in conjunction with you. Let them advertise it to their customers. Let them put it out there. And maybe you do a trade-off. Maybe you start calling your customers and advertising their woodworking class, and they call your customers or call their customers and advertise your water treatment class, and you guys get some referrals, some crossover that way. So this is the time to think, to use an overused cliche, to think outside of the box, okay, to really think about how you can reach out and talk to people that you would not normally have been able to talk to. The advantage that we have right now, again, is that everybody is looking for something to do. They're looking for these opportunities. They're looking for training. Not everybody. Some people are taking it as a vacation. You know, some people are just hanging out and just. I do think that you find that people are, we're in week two in many cases of our shelter in place, and people are starting to get irritable, and they snap at each other and they're probably getting hammered, I would guess. I haven't so much, but on my phone, no more than usual, but it's possible that they're getting hammered with sales calls, from people trying to do just this thing. That's possible. We need to approach it with that in mind and make these calls or make this approach a lot less salesy than, which is always the best, I think the best approach anyway. I don't like doing these in a salesy way. We are offering something of value to them and not asking for anything other than their time right now in return. Okay. So we're not asking them to pay for these things. And when they say, well, why are you doing that? Well, right now it's a little more obvious, but I don't think there's any problem with letting them know that you're offering these things in hopes of continuing a relationship after all of this stuff, gets started again. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with letting them know that that's the end goal. What do you guys think? Anybody tried these things or done them? Or I will tell you that the client that I have in New York, we have one scheduled for realtors next week, and I am working to get that accredited for CE. I don't know for continued education for the realtors for New York. I don't know if that's going to happen prior to the scheduled call on Friday or not, but I'm just even putting forth the effort on that one is I'm learning about getting certified, for those credits, and that's going to give this client a tool that they can use to build relationships with realtors long into the future once we do get that accreditation. Sometimes you got to jump through more hoops than other times. And right now it's more difficult to get in touch with people in the office to get that stuff done. It's got to be virtual. So, you can't just walk in and set an appointment with people. But anybody else doing any of this or have any suggestions or ideas to coincide with this? Any thoughts, ideas, opinions, concerns, questions?
Kelly, I think those are all excellent, excellent thoughts and wonderful things that everybody can be doing. Because, we're not busy running appointments and everything else. You might as well, like you said, activity creates productivity. I did want to, for anybody that's interested, the article that I wrote back in August, which is, you know, again, it's kind of interesting that I wrote this and never would.
So Jen broke the world. Jen broke the world.
I broke the world. It was that, and it was everybody taking their brooms and standing them up, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway. But the article was written, it was water conditioning and purification, and you can go online. It's WCPonline.com. And it was in the August 2019 issue. The name of it was Virtual versus Traditional, are virtual sales appointments the wave of the future? The way I found it was I Googled Jennifer Smith virtual sales appointments, and it came up. But if anybody's interested in reading it, I go back and I read it now, and it's like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. Another thing that we're doing here with the company that I'm working with here in Michigan is that we have our showroom is all set up with the equipment, the literature, which is blown up and on the wall. And so we can virtually, when we're FaceTiming with somebody or however we're talking with them, we can virtually go through the equipment with them. And then also we're coming up with a PowerPoint. So if we did decide to do a Zoom or do a WebEx or something like that, we can actually do the PowerPoint, show them the different equipment and stuff. And it's usually if it's on municipal water, we can do it that way if we're familiar with that municipal water, or we can have them leave just samples out on their front porch and we can test the water from there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's good to take the water back, you know, and pick that up as close to the appointment as possible so that you don't have the iron oxidizing or odors, you know, dissipating. But test that water in front of them, you know, show them the water test. You can do all the same demos in the water test or most of the same demos right there, you know, virtually. It doesn't have quite the impact as when they're right next to it, but it does have some. So any other final thoughts or questions before we end today? Everybody, I appreciate everybody hopping on here as always. It definitely means a lot to me that you find value in this half hour. If anybody has any questions or suggestions for topics or anything they want to talk about, then please reach out. But other than that, everybody, please be safe and have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week, if not before. So thanks, everybody. Be safe.